bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Hey, thank you very much. What a great hour. And I want to get back to something that you might find interesting. And, this has been a huge month, right? It's been a big quarter, I should say. Remember March on the 25th when Pope Francis gathered the world, gathered cardinals and the faithful, consecrated Russia and Ukraine by name? It was kind of icing to me on the cake of John Paul II's consecration. Both these great popes consecrated the world, and in particular Russia, to the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. And as we see turmoil unfold, and it can be frightening when we deal with nuclear powers, I'm just so convinced Russia's going to be converted. I believe the Immaculate Heart's going to triumph. You know, I was sitting down, I was thinking about this. I've prayed at the tombs of Jacinta, Marta, her sister, I'm zoning out, Jacinta, and Lucia, Jacinta, Francesco. So Jacinta and Francesco, I was prayed at both their tombs, and I thought, you know, there's going to be a third one, Sister Lucia, right? I mean, this woman lived such an extraordinary life, had apparitions of the Mother of God. There's now an international site of pilgrimage to this place, and yet I don't even know where her cause is, right? I have no idea. We're 105 years away from when Mary first started appearing to these children in central Portugal and bringing them the same message that you and I are called to today: conversion, penance, and prayer. That was the message of Fatima. After those apparitions, the three seers, the two of them were brother and sister, Jacinta and Francisco Marto, and their cousin was Lucia. She would later become Sister Lucia de Santos. They lived difficult lives. You got to remember this. World War I was raging. You know, we had the Spanish flu. We had a lot of stuff going down. In fact, Jacinta and Francisco, they died just a couple years after the apparitions. And right before their deaths, they did something that always struck me, and I shared this with you. Not only did they see hell, but after they saw hell, they practiced self-mortification that would put most of us to shame. And I think about, what am I doing? Can I do more? You know, can you do more? Are you sacrificing? Are you fasting? Are you doing small sacrifices? Lucia, of course, lived long after the apparitions. She became a nun. I think she was a Dorothea nun, and then she became a Carmel. Then, as a Carmelite, she died in 05, just a couple months before Pope John Paul II. But her calls for canonization has been started. In fact, Pope Benedict allowed it to start just 3 years after the death, rather than waiting with the normal 5-year period that the Church, that canon law, actually calls for. And she's been declared a servant of God in 2017. It's the first step on this journey. And I've invited today the vice postulator for her cause to come on, just to give us an update on where she is, the miracles that are unfolding around her, why she is such a powerful intercessor today. And it's a delight to have with me today Sister Angela de Fatima Coelho. And she's here in Chicago this week. She's giving talks about Fatima and Sister Lucia. If you happen to be in Chi-Town, the Windy City, or maybe you're in Milwaukee or some other neighboring area in Wisconsin or Indiana or some neighboring state, and you want to come in, she'll be at Marytown. That's the National Shrine of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Beautiful place. And then tomorrow night, I think she's going to be at St. Stanislaus Kolska Parish, and Saturday night, St. John Cantius, which has been dubbed one of the most beautiful parishes in the entire country. Sister, good to have you with me today. Thank you for joining me. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Andrew, and good afternoon. And I am the one who is thankful for the invitation you gave me to speak about the message of Fatima and Sister Lucia.
I hope many people come and listen to you. Because we're a national network, I know not everybody can go to those particular sites. So I thought I'd bring you here to give us some insight on the extraordinary life of Sister Lucia. It's been 17 years since she died. She seemed to have lived a very holy life, and she was consulted by several popes living, you know, as a discalced Carmelite. It's almost bound to make you holy. So why is it taking so long for her cause to move forward? Where is it right now, and what's the latest?
Well, right now she's a servant of God, like you said, since 2017. And one of the greatest difficulties with this process is that Sister Lucia, that she died with 97 years old, since 1970, so she was ordered to to keep all the letters people wrote her. So we know that since 1970, she received about 70,000 letters. And she answered all of them because people, you know, trust her intercession because she was so close to Jesus and the Blessed Mother. So one of the problems of the process is we had to collect these answers, at least a sample of it, not all. So the diocesan process ended up to be with more than 16,000 pages. So one of the challenges was to squeeze those 16,000 pages in a volume with more or less 1,000 pages, which we call positio. So where we establish the characteristics of our sanctity. So right now, the process in that stage of this volume be delivered to the Congregation of the Saints. So I hope next year Pope Francis can make her venerable, which is he needs to sign the decree of heroicity of virtues of Sister Lucia. So that's exactly where we are right now in this moment.
All right, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. If you want to get in and make a pledge, if you want to join us, it's 888-914-9149. Sister, what kind of miracles have been reported? I'm sure there are many. They will ultimately be needed for her beatification, and there'll be some for the canonization. Has she been interceding powerfully right now from the other side?
Oh, yes. We have received many communication of graces received through her intercession. Of course, I can only present a miracle for beatification after she became venerable. And after the beatification, I can present the other one for she becomes saint for the canonization. But many, many graces all around the world are being reported to our office, the postulation office. Mostly, of course, graces concerned with diseases. For example, she helped a little girl in Argentina. Well, and other things that I'm not supposed to tell before. But I can see she has many people around the world trust her. And she herself, you know, she considered only an instrument for the message of Our Lady to be brought to the world. And even when she was alive and so many graces were communicated that through her intercession, she always saying, well, it's not me. It's all about Our Lady. It's not about me. It's about her. So I have to tell you that this is one of the characteristics that impressed me the most about Sister Lucia was she being so humble.
Well, it's always a great virtue. You know, it's a foundation of so many others. You know, she and her cousins had radically different lives after the apparitions. Her cousins, of course, died very quickly. She, of course, had a subsequent apparition of the Blessed Mother. Sister, the consecration that Pope Francis recently did, I mean, we know that John Paul, when he did it in 84, on March 25th, Sister Lucia said that was accepted. It wasn't done exactly as heaven wanted, but it was accepted. What do you make of what Pope Francis did? What do you think that's going to bring about?
You know, even though the consecration, according to Lucia's request, was made by Pope John Paul II, like you said, March 25th, 1984, that does not mean that other popes can, you know, do a consecration also. It's always an intercession prayer. It's always good to repeat, renew, it's better the word, things that are great and praise our Lord. And so I think this consecration, of course, was another one. Of course, has this great impact of being together, putting together all the bishops in the world, which I think is one of the things most important now is this unity within the church. And that was a moment of people, again, look for the message of Fatima, look for it, and try to get the values, the calls of the Blessed Mother. So this consecration of Russia and Ukraine, of course, it was in a specific moment of war.
Right.
And as we know, the message of Fatima is a message of peace. But you know something that many, and you said something in the presentation which I really agree with you, many graces are coming from this consecration, but we have to remember this. Yeah. Our Lady said, if what I tell you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. Well, the thing she asked for us was consecration, but not only, she asked for the prayer of the rosary, for Saturday devotion, do not offend our Lord, like conversion, like you said. So upon all these requests lies the grace of peace and many souls going to heaven. So it's really a challenge for us not to think only, okay, the consecration is done, that's it. I have nothing else to do.
Yep.
there is, I think, a mistake.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Hey, sister, hold the thought. I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, we can talk more. I'm speaking today, if you're just joining me, with the vice postulator for Sister Lucia DeSantis' cause. I have no doubt that she'll be raised to the altars and she'll be Saint Sister Lucia. And call upon her intercession. We'll talk a little bit more. Got to take a short pause here. Stay with me, sister. We'll be back right after this.
Your virtual parish. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, and I want to give a big shout out to our St. Joseph Recurring Giving Society members. They make a huge difference for us at Relevant Radio because they're monthly generous donors who have budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. So please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better. It saves us money. And you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be double. So please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or you can call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
It's the Give Hope Pledge Drive. We're asking you to give hope. I'm Mike Kendall, joining Drew Mariani. This is going to be a great hour. I have a really good feeling about this. $39,000 away from $2 million. We're going to cross that $2 million mark together. And, Drew, I don't know if you realize this, we're only 406 calls away from the all-time Thursday afternoon record for the Drew Mariani Show. Wow. So if we can get 406 people in the next 45 minutes to pledge, and I'll tell you, every pledge is being matched 100%. There's every reason to give now and not wait till tomorrow. Make that pledge now at 877-291-0123. We could have the biggest Thursday we've ever had on the Drew Mariani Show. 403 calls away. 403, Drew. We can do
it. Wow. 877-291-0123. Let's make it a big hour. Let's do it. You know, I was thinking about this conversation I'm having with Sister Angela here. And, you know, those young children, Mike, did such harsh penances. You know, they made sacrifices. Yeah. And I think about that sometimes in my fasting. Am I doing enough penance? Am I helping others? It's a sacrifice also to give, you know, to say, all right, I can hold on to this. I can use it on something else. But to say I'm going to sacrifice financially, you're giving to a cause that is really advancing the message of Jesus Christ, that we're bringing goodness and truth. We're educating and we're offering people a lot of hope. And that's really the theme here. We're asking you to give hope. We want to give the hope of Christ to others. Join us right now at 877-291-0123. Make a sacrifice today. Great way to do it is financially. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or use that mobile app.
And we know $100 is a lot. It that might put a dent into your weekly budget on money that you discretionary income that you spend. But you know what? How much money do you spend on coffee? How much coffee do you drink before you've burned through $100? Your $100 will become $200 right now if you call 877-291-0123 or log on to relevantradio.com and be one of those 400 people we need to hear from before the end of this hour. Step up, stand up, say, I'm Catholic and I'm proud. I want to support Relevant Radio. And instead of caffeine, donate to catechesis. 877-291-0123. The number again, 877-291-0123.
I love it. You can't outgive God, that's for sure. Join us right now. It's not too late to give. 877-291-0123. 400 donations, 400 pledges, 400 sacrifices. I know the Lord will be delighted. I know he's going to use it for many, many souls. Join us now online, relevantradio.com, on the mobile app, or call 877-291-0123. Thank you for your generosity. Leave us your prayer intentions because we want to pray for you.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you for your generosity. Keep the calls coming in, all right? Having fun here today, and I am delighted to speak to Sister Angela DeFatima Coelho. It's delighted to have her here with me. She's the vice postulator for Sister Lucia's cause, and Sister Lucia is one of the three seers in Fatima. Her cousins, Jacinta and Francisco, have already been declared saints. They're buried in Fatima. If you ever go there, you can pray at their tombs. And I'm a big believer in the intercession of these saints. I really do. I think we should call upon them. You know, during the plague, during the pandemic, I should say, you know, I pray to Francisco and to Jacinta. They lived through their own. Maybe you got somebody battling COVID. Call upon them. Take a look at Sister Lucia and how she persisted, how she remained faithful. Look at her life of prayer. Look at the consultation that popes and other saints sought from her. You know, what a powerful intercessor for you today. So much we can learn from these beautiful children and their lives, and in particular from Sister Lucia. And Sister, it's good to have you with us today. You know, people look at Fatima 105 years ago. They might think, gosh, that's an old, archaic apparition. But I think it's a timeless message. You know, one of the heads of the World Apostle to Fatima said to me that, I think it was Sister Lucia who said this, that, you know, Fatima is only in the third day of the week of Fatima right now. We are only the third day of the week of Fatima. You know, what does that mean? And you know, my one takeaway is that, look, this is a message that is more than needed, more than ever it's needed today. Prayer, penance, conversion, the rosary, the first Saturday devotions, these things that will bring peace and bring about conversion. But give me your take. I mean, you're the vice postulator here. What does Sister Lucia mean by we're on the third day of the week?
Well, probably what she meant was the first day was the moment of the apparitions, you know, like 1916, 1917, 1925, and 1929, all these 13 years of apparitions. The second day, probably she was referring to all the process of the approval of the apparitions that took place in 1930. And then until now, it's the unfolding of all the content. So as we know, everything was published and known in the year 2000 with when John Paul II decided to make public the third part of the secret. So right now, no more secrets. But other thing is, we still have to fulfill the requests of the Blessed Mother. So the fourth day is until, I think, her triumph, the triumph of her Immaculate Heart happens in our lives because of our response to her requests. That's what I think anyway. I was with Sister Lucia five times, but like other people, I couldn't ask her questions about the message and so on. So I'm just giving you my personal interpretation about that sentence that people times recall.
And that's fine. That's all I wonder. I've been fascinated by the apparitions. I had heard that in 1985. Mm-hmm. She had talked about how a nuclear war was averted due to John Paul II's consecration. She also talked about that, you know, the great battle in our day, in the end time, really would be this battle over marriage and family. The final confrontation, the great confrontation between the evil one would be over marriage and family. Sister, I see that playing out in vivid detail. You know, we redefined marriage at the Supreme Court level here in our country. You know, we mm-hmm. see marriage being redefined in other places. We see abortion spreading around the planet like mm-hmm. a disease. You know, we see this great conflict. Satan hates marriage and he hates family today. Can you speak to that for just a moment? What did she mean when she said that? What was the time frame and what was her you know, analysis, if you could?
You know, if you look careful to the way God acts, God is about unity, is about communion. Satan is about division, you know? So everything that the work of the devil is trying to do in our lives is to make us apart from God and apart from those that we are committed with. So families, as you know, are based upon commitment. Religious people in their communities, the bonds are established upon the vows that mean commitment. So as, you know, our church, so the devil, the attacks he wants to make, it's about, of course, life and these bonds that we have as an image of God. There is one God in three people. So together, commitment, unity. Mm-hmm. So Sister Lucia prayed very much for the union of the church, the union of the families. And you know, which is interesting, is that that's what Sister Lucia said that the most important penance was the penance that each one of us has to do in order to be faithful to our state of life according to the will of God. And that is penance enough, you know, married people to be faithful to their vows with the spouse, with the wife and the children, religious sister with their vows and priests and so on. So Lucia prayed very much for that, and then I can tell you, and offer sacrifices, because I really think what the devil does is just try to destroy the unity, commitment that God wants.
Wow. You know, sister, that's amazing, because I was thinking, you know, I know the kids were big on penance and sacrifice, but penance just being fulfilling, you know, rising above the challenges that face you in whatever your daily duty is, whatever your call is. That's such a beautiful insight. I never thought of it that way. And maybe before we wrap it up, because we only have a few moments left, in terms of sacrifice, in terms of penance, and I know the kids did harsh ones after they saw the reality of hell, and it became part of their lives thereafter. What advice would you give to those of us here who are listening? And I know I'm soft. I can't speak for others, but, you know, in this country, we're very comfort-oriented. Most people like to avoid pain and sacrifice. the power of sacrifice and penance, why God calls for it, and why it's so powerful, so efficacious.
You know, one thing that I also like to think is when Our Lady asked the children to make sacrifices, she says, do sacrifices, but when you do it, say that prayer, O Jesus, is for the love of thee, for the conversion of sinners and in reparation. So what makes an act a true sacrifice if it is made out of love? It's not the amount of pain, you know? And sometimes this can be very tricky. We think that the sacrifice is bigger if we suffer more. And sometimes it's not always like that. The most important thing behind the sacrifice is if it is out of love. Because, you know, many times the confusion gets us to the point where, for example, we rather prefer to make, I don't know, to be 1 hour on our knees, but then we are not kind to our wife, or we are not kind to our husband, or we do not spend enough time with our children, or we spend a lot of time in the internet. You know what I'm trying to say?
This
can be tricky. So what is more important is, first, to see if this is an act of love. Okay, also a sign of love. For example, next Sunday, you will offer your mother a rose or you know, flowers. Why? What do those roses represent? A love. Otherwise, what is the meaning of offering something if you do not love that person? Mm-hmm. So a sacrifice is efficacious if it is a sign of your love. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, it can be even, you know what I'm trying to say? So Sister Lucie is very... So when Our Lady, for example, saw them making sacrifices that were damaging the health, for example, sleeping with a rope, she said, I don't want you to do that. God is happy with your sacrifices, but he does not want you to sleep with a rope.
Right.
So then the
right.
Blessed Mother slowly encouraged them, for example, to accept with love the sufferings that life was bringing.
Wow.
You know, for example, people that did not like them, that were persecuting them. This is probably the greatest sacrifices, to accept
with a
smile the suffering that life is bringing us.
Sister, I hate to do this. I'm going to bring you back so we can talk. We have a little more time. So grateful for what you're doing and for your beautiful message. Check Sister out tonight. She's at Marytown tomorrow night, St. Stanislaus Kolska. And we'll get you plugged into all of her appearances. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Time to give hope at 877-291-0123. That's what you get when you tune into the Drew Mariani Show every afternoon. Catholic Talk Radio. A great segment with Sister Angela. You know, we're proud to be a part of the Christian broadcasting community. We have some brothers and sisters of other faiths who really do try to do noble work. But if you want to hear about Fatima, if you want to hear about the sacraments, if you want to hear about the saints, you want to hear about the Blessed Mother in the month of May, they're not going to do it. they're not going to do that. We do. We've got to keep Catholic Radio on AM and FM dials all across the country. And with your financial support, we will. We're asking you to step up and help us grow at 877-291-0123. Drew, we have 200 stations coast to coast. We'd love to have 400 stations. We'd love to double that someday. Keep these calls coming. Just want to give you a quick update. $30,000 away from $2 million, and we need 370 more calls to break the all-time Drew Mariani Thursday afternoon record. Wow. We only have 33 minutes left on the clock.
Yeah, big day.
Get going.
It's a big day. Look, we could use you right now in this moment. So thank you. I see Martha with a very generous gift, and John in Eureka, and Dana in Oceanside, California, and so many people. Delilah in Chicago, and Barbara in Texas. Is it Rodolfo? Rodolfo, yes. And thank you for your generosity. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for your sacrifice. You know, we're listening to Sister there, and I think about sacrifice and penance, what she was saying. You know, the grace of conversion, the Lord told St. Faustina, sometimes has to be purchased with sacrifice. I, you know, what a beautiful way to sacrifice, you know, living your daily duty. But also, as I keep coming back to this point, sometimes we're so attached to the material, releasing that, giving it to God. Our redemption was purchased with the love and the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. Perhaps your loved one needs, you know, some sort of sacrifice. Perhaps you can sacrifice, you know, in all sorts of ways, with more prayer, more penance. How about a financial sacrifice right now for those who need to know God? 877-291-0123. $33,000 away, Mike. 33 $1,000 donors would get us there, but a whole lot of people would certainly move that needle. 877-291-0123.
A small financial sacrifice, that's all we're asking of you. Our goal is $3.1 million. To give you perspective, this weekend is the Kentucky Derby. They're expecting $155 million to be gambled away. Just gambled away.
Wow.
$155 million. We want a small percentage of that to spread the gospel message. $3 million is our goal. Can you help us reach it? Call now, 877-291-0123, or log on to relevantradio.com. In the next half hour, every pledge is being matched 100%, so do it now.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Yeah, you give a lot of hope, that's for sure. I'm so grateful for you and for your generosity. We are in the final 20-some minutes of my broadcast today, and my colleague here, Mike Kendall, he's our Executive Vice President of Programming, has been with me and says, look, we'd love to see 400 phone calls. We're about 300 phone calls away if we can do that. It would require a lot of giving right now, but if you've never given, I want to toss that out to you, okay? I'd love to have you as part of the Drew Mariani show team here and, you know, join me in this great mission of trying to bring truth and just bringing God to others. That's the bottom line. That's what we're all about. You know, I think about this too. You know, this radio network of ours, it has a huge reach, right? We reach a lot of souls. And I often marvel at generous people like you who've stepped up and have made sacrifices. I've seen $10 donations. I've seen $10,000 donations come in. You know, Mary, thank you for your $20 donation you just made. A lot of $100 donations coming in. Carlene just sending in a $17 donation. That gets doubled. It gets doubled. It'll become 34. Thank you for whatever you can do. Every sacrifice counts. I think about how many people listen and don't donate. And I think about those few who stand up and make a difference. And I want to honor you. I want to thank you. So often, it's the few who will make the difference. It's the few who will make a difference in an election. It's the few who will make a difference in a pledge drive. There's a really powerful lesson in history. Back in the 1930s, early 40s, somewhere around there, as Hitler was rising to power, as the evil of Nazism took over, gripped Germany and then various parts of Europe, you probably know that moment in history. It was a dark time. There was no doubt about it. There was a philosopher, a guy named Edmund Burke. He has a very famous saying. He says, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. We saw this in the face of Nazism. We saw heroic virtue in the face of communism. And we see it today in the face of this assault on life, on our marriage in our own country. I often think, you know, all it takes is really the spirit of apathy for Relevant Radio not to make its goal or to go off the air, and for the good to do nothing, right? I don't see that happening. You're heroic and you're generous. But the converse is true, too. I was thinking about this. You know, all it takes for good to triumph is for the few to make a stand. And I want you to make a stand with me. I made my pledge today. I hope you'll make your pledge today. All it takes to turn our country around, to end abortion, to make this nation a Christocentric nation, a Christocentric culture, to put God at the center of it, is for good not to lay down, but rather to stand up and let their voice be heard and their presence felt. That's what Relevant Radio does day in and day out. That's what we do every single day here. We bring Christ to the culture. We say, this is where true happiness is found. It's in Jesus Christ. This is where the answers to the problems of the world are. It's in Jesus Christ. That's what we do. All it takes for the success of Relevant Radio, all it takes for us to get the goal, is for you to pick up the phone and to join us in this noble mission. To call 877-291-0123. Make that call right now. It only takes a few. You know, it's you that will make a difference. And if you stand with me, if you make that pledge, I'm telling you what, we're going to be a powerful voice to the culture, and God's going to use your gift in a big-time way. Maggie is here with me today. She's my producer. And one of the things that we were talking about during the break is what your gift, what your donation has done. Not only do we allow truth to reign, but I also think about the future of our children and our children's children. Because you're standing up, you're making this contribution, you know, evil is not going to triumph. Good is going to triumph. And we're seeing this in the lives of other people. We're seeing how Relevant Radio is touching lives, how lives are being profoundly altered. Maggie, share a couple of those testimonies that have come in. Just share with those who are making a gift right now. I want them to know what the gift and the sacrifice they're making is doing in the lives of others and what it will do in the days ahead.
Yeah, Drew. I put out the note on Facebook earlier this week, and I said, what has listening to Relevant Radio done for your faith life? And this has gotten almost 130 responses. Anna Irene said, I kept hearing the ad for Catholic Match when I would listen to Relevant Radio, so I joined and met my husband there.
I love that.
Yeah. So this one is from a woman. She says, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I'm amazed at how much more I've learned about my faith listening to Relevant Radio. Yeah. I'm also a Catholic school teacher and have incorporated much that I have learned into my teaching. My students loved the Lenten lessons on the Mass. This one cracked me up. Susan says, it helped me be a more patient driver. I listen in the car, and it doesn't make sense to have road rage while hearing all the good information.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, Maggie, the one thing we often hear is just that. You know, you learn more about the faith. I this is a school for me. I learned so much from the experts we bring on. You know, it's a free education, Relevant Radio is.
For sure.
And it's underlined, it's girded by you know, the teachings of our faith. And I don't think you get a better perspective there. Look, I want to invite you to join us. I'd love to hear your testimonies, too. If you want to join me, I'm in the final few minutes of my broadcast today. I only have a few, you know, 20 minutes to hang out with you. But if Relevant Radio has influenced you, touched you, brought you closer to God, if it has educated you, if it's made a difference, why not testify? You know, share with others how Relevant Radio has impacted you. The number to get into the studio is 888-914-9149. Love to hear your story. 888-914-9149. But here's the really important number. 877-291-0123. That's the number we need. We're down to $27,000. That's all we're now we need. Just $27,000 to that $2 million goal. If you can help in any dollar amount, large or small, if you can move that needle, if we can cross over to the $2 million in the next 19 minutes, it will be a spectacular close. So could you help? Could you do that right now? Can you be one of those few? Can you light that candle? Can you stand with us at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app? I'll take your calls. When I come back, we'll talk more. I'm going to take a short pause. Stay with me.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, yes, thank you, Patrick. First, I just want to say I really enjoy your show, and as a revert back to Catholic faith, you've been very instrumental in find learning about the faith.
And Patrick, I do appreciate you taking opposing views, and I think you do a very good job in bringing that out, and you're very fair. And anyway,
thank you.
I appreciate your show and what you do on your program. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you. Very kind of you. Do you hear that, Cyrus? Listening to Relevant Radio Help might come back to the Catholic Church. Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
Love that.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
You've had a busy, busy day, but before you wrap up your day, there's one more thing you need to do. You need to give hope. You need to participate in the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. We're already almost done with day four. Time is running out. And we're matching every pledge this hour. 20 minutes left to go, 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani. And Drew, we only need $26,000 more dollars to get to $2 million. Can we do $26,000 in 20 minutes? I think we can do this. We've got to close out your show at $2 million. We've got to get to that $2 million mark. If you can make that $1,000 pledge, we're asking you to call right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Make that pledge and help us get to that $2 million summit. Marie in Farmington, New Mexico just made a $1,000 pledge. We're going to convert that to $2,000. Your $100 pledge right now at relevantradio.com is instantly turned to $200 because every pledge that comes in the next 19 minutes is being matched 100%. Don't wait till tomorrow. Make that call right now.
Yeah, you know, every pledge you make is a donation, not just for Relevant Radio, but I often say this, it's for every organization that you hear on this network, whether they're defending life or defending marriage or they're advancing Catholic education, whatever it may be. I mean, you do not get a bigger bang for your buck than when you call right now at 877-291-0123. There's a dollar for dollar match at play right now. You can take advantage of that. And by helping us, you're helping Relevant Radio, yes, but you're also helping all those organizations. And think of the great work that they're doing. Think of the souls that they're reaching. So it's such a great way to cast seed. You know what I mean? It's going to hit so many different people. So help if you can. We need you. If you support pro-life causes, then support us. If you support Catholic education, make that call. If you're a supporter of the religious and vocations, support us. If you're a proud Catholic, make that call. We help all of these organizations. Great way. One donation can hit all those causes. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. I see the number is getting lower, Mike. I think we're down about, 25, 24,000?
23,700 to be exact, and we have 18 minutes left to go to get to 2 million. Come on, we can do this before Cale Clark starts his show at the top of the hour. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. If Drew is your companion on your ride home every day from work, show your support for his program by making that tax-deductible pledge right now. 877-291-0123. In the next 17 minutes, every pledge is being matched. Don't lose out on this opportunity to double your dollars. Make that pledge and give hope at relevantradio.com.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, just a giant thank you. I am running out of gas. It's been on 2 hours and 45 minutes. And these pledge drives, they take a lot out of you. They really do. I try to ask sincerely and from the heart, and I am so grateful for your generosity. If you can get in on the next 14 minutes, it'd be a blessing. I would love to see that $24,000, $23,000 that we need come in. The number, 888-914-9149. You can make your gift that way or go online, use the mobile app. That's a great way of giving. I think that's one of the best ways of giving. You'll also get an MP3 by Father Rocky on the Memorare, which you'll love that. Or you could just connect to us on our website. Another great way to give. Lots of ways to give. But we're grateful for you. Final hour here of the show. Tomorrow's the final day of the pledge drive. So looking forward to seeing how this all shakes out, but I'm grateful. Hey, one final note I want to talk about with you, if I could, and that's just the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. Father Rocky has made a very generous offer. I was with him last week, and we were talking about the upcoming pledge drive. And he said to me, he says, you know, Drew, you know, make this walk every year. I don't do 21 miles. Father Rocky starts at the National Shrine of our of St. Joseph, the only national shrine dedicated to St. Joseph in our country. There's actually a statue there, if you get a chance to go, that was sent over, I think it was by Pope Leo XIII. It was just restored by a museum restoration artist. It's spectacular. They start there with prayer, and then they walk 21 miles. 21 miles may not seem like a lot to you. It seems like an eternity to me. I walk the 7 or the 14 miles, and I'm telling you, it's tough. It's a tough walk. But Father Rocky does all 21. He puts on his backpack. He puts on his back a backpack, and he says, look, let everybody know that, you know, if they can get their donation in, to leave a prayer intention. And with that prayer intention, I will take it to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. So he starts there. He prays the rosary along the way, walks and talks, meets lots of people. And ultimately, when he gets to the Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help, it concludes with Mass there. So you're going to get whatever intention that you, if you've donated any time during this pledge drive, you're in on this, okay? So know that those intentions are on their way. If you haven't donated yet, still not too late to get in. You got about, you know, 14 minutes right now at 877-291-0123, large or small. And I think, you know, sometimes people pay for Mass or do something like a Mass stipend. Why not donate to Relevant Radio and know that you're going to get all this prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, before in the chaplet, in the rosary, you know, on this walk to Mary, going to these national shrines before the Blessed Sacrament, remembered in the Mass. Why this walk? Why is Father doing this? Back in 1859, the Blessed Mother appeared to a Belgian immigrant. Her name was Adele Bryce, and came to her. And she looked like a Belgian woman, blonde hair, wore a white, you know, dress with a yellow sash. It was very interesting. And she talked about things that were to come. She talked about a chastisement that would befall the nation if the war, if the country didn't repent. But she gave Adele a very simple message to teach the faith to this wild frontier. And Relevant Radio, I don't think it was coincidental. I think it was a God incidence. I think it was not a coincidence, but a God incidence. And God put the seeds for this beautiful ministry of Relevant Radio right 30 miles away from where the Mother of God herself appeared, and gave us this mission too, to teach the faith. That's what Relevant Radio is doing. Well, you know, Sister Adele spread the message. She had a, you know, subsequent apparition and ultimately had this mission of building a chapel there. There was the Virgin warned of a great fire that was, or no, she didn't say fire. She warned of a great chastisement that would befall the area if there was not conversion. And the area was rife with a lot of sin at the time. You know, there was, I don't have time to go into all of it, but bottom line is, true to Our Lady's Virgin, to her prophecy, 12 years later to the exact date of that vision, one of the worst forest fires in U.S. history took place, and it devoured as much land as the state of Rhode Island. It turned sand to glass, right? It incinerated people. The only way you could identify certain people is by the belt buckle that they had on. It was like a crematorium. It was so hot. And as people thought the world was ending, it was a wall of fire coming in every direction for them. Adele went to the site where the Virgin appeared, to this old chapel, this old church, along with some of the local people. And that night they just prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed. And as fire encroached one direction, they would turn in the other. And all night long they prayed, and right before the dawn, the skies opened up, and rain fell, and the fire was extinguished. And as I said, they looked out, and there was nothing but ash for as far as the eye could see, you know, thousands of acres scorched. This little site where the Virgin Mary had appeared and where they had prayed the rosary, asking for protection, it was like an emerald isle, they said. It was a little green patch, 5 acres wide. And the fence that separated the fire and the land, it's like an invisible force field was there. The one side was blistered with this crematorium-type heat. On the other side, totally protected. It was God's divine hand. So people, after this took place, realized that, gosh, the Mother of God came here. There's something powerful that took place. This was divine intervention. It was divine protection. And God can do anything. He can certainly protect in the midst of firestorms, tornadoes, the storms of your life. God is present. You just have to pray and turn to Him with trust. So what ended up happening was people began to make a pilgrimage from Green Bay, which is maybe 30 miles away, and from neighboring towns. There was a story of a young kid who was, you know, working in his barn. Again, this is 1872 now, you know, the 73, 1880, you know, in the years ahead. And he fell damaged. He had head trauma. You know, he was brain damaged. His mother took him on a pilgrimage there. They began to make their way there. On the way to the shrine, the boy was miraculously healed. young girl born without any pupils in her eyes received the gift of sight. I actually spoke to several people that were there. I remember hearing one story of a person that came from another state. I don't know. This is a modern. They happen today. I mean, there's many of those miracles. If you go there, there's a wall lined with these ancient crutches and walkers. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see, you know, what they had compared to what we have today. Just to show you, the miracles were so numerous. It was amazing. Physical cures, healings of all sorts, right? Conversions. The bishop who approved the apparition there, he said to me, he says, you know, Drew, one of the great miracles that takes place there is these healings that take place. A lot of men struggle with pornography. There seems to be a real liberation from impurity at this particular site for some reason. I remember hearing the story of a person that came from Kansas. They were on their way to a hospital. I think it was in Green Bay. And the mother, the father, and the daughter were there. And they were going to stop at the shrine of Our Lady Good Help to pray. They pull into the parking lot. And this young girl who was sick, their daughter, had a feeding tube in her. She had some sort of tube that was in her. And it became dislodged. And it came out. And this is a critical situation. And the father freaks out. He's like, we got to take her right now. We got to get her to the hospital. And the mother turns to the husband and turns to the daughter and says, no. We have come this far. We are going to go to the Mother of God first, and then we'll bring her to the hospital. So they end up turning around, going down to the crypt where the Virgin Mary had appeared, where the statue of the Virgin is. They implored her mercy, her intercession. And that tube where it was going into the side of her, the skin miraculously closed up. She was healed. That was completely healed from what I was told. Miracles like that are happening today. I was there with Father Ubald, who has been given this great charism. God has called him home recently. People born with club feet, people who have been paralyzed, people with AIDS, people with cancer have come there and have been healed. So Father Rocky has decided that he will he'll carry your petitions. He will carry your petitions to the shrine. But I'm going to invite you to call right now. You got to do it in the next 5 minutes. Call in right now. If you called in earlier in the week, your donation's in there. Anybody who makes a pledge during this pledge drive, you're in. But I encourage you to call right now, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. You can pledge in any dollar amount. It'll be matched dollar for dollar right now. Dollar for dollar. And because of that match, you know, you'll get a premium depending on what you get, but your attention gets on this list and Father will start at the National Shrine of St. Joseph. Maybe you're praying for work. Maybe you're praying for the sale of a house. Maybe you're praying for a spouse. St. Joseph's the guy. Maybe you're praying for healing. Maybe you're praying for conversion. You know, maybe you're praying for something else. Turn to Our Lady. She's a powerful intercessor. He will take these intentions with him on this pilgrimage this Saturday. Plus, you'll be remembered in all the other prayers that we have here. So dollar for dollar match right now. You can go online to relevantradio.com. It's a great way to do it. Relevantradio.com or on the mobile app, and you can make your pledge there. If you don't want to use the phone, I know phones fill up pretty quickly. And I want to thank Jessica in Modesto for your generous donation. $1,000 just popped up here. Richard in Chicago, God bless you for your $1,000. Pat in Arizona, thank you for your $1,000. Really moving the needle. You know, we have a $15,000 need right now. In the next 6 minutes, if I can get $15,000, if you can come in with a donation in any dollar amount, we'll move the needle from $15,000. We'll cross the $2 million mark. That's the threshold. We are $15,000 away from $2 million. Be part of it, all right? Will you join me in these final moments? Let's do it. 5 minutes remain. That is all the time I have. Let's close strong at 877-291-0123. Denise in Salt Lake City, Utah, thank you. 877-291-0123. Terry in Luxembourg, Wisconsin, thank you. God bless all of you for your generosity. Make the pledge. Join us here at Relevant Radio.
You can make a difference. You have 5 minutes to act. We've been asking you all week to make that call. We're going to ask one more time here, one final push during the Drew Mariani Show. 5 minutes left on the clock. Every dollar is being matched. 877-291-0123. It's Mike Kendall joining Drew Mariani. And, you know, we often make an emotional plea when we're doing our pledge drives. We kind of speak to your heart. I want to make an appeal to your intellect. Drew, did you know there's a study that came out recently by Edison Research that shows that among registered voters, AM and FM radio has a massive 75% share of reach on all audio platforms. Wow. Across the political spectrum, that means Republicans, Democrats, Independents, AM FM radio is by far the leader. Second place, podcasts, and they come in a distant second at 11% reach. If you want to influence the culture, if you want to influence the voter, you better have access to a radio broadcast platform. Well, we give our platform to expert Catholic minds every day. Bishops, priests, Catholic scholars, you hear them on Drew's show all the time, academics, they all appear on Relevant Radio on a daily basis. 877-291-0123. Your tax-deductible support gives them a voice, and it gives them reach to millions coast to coast. Yeah, podcasts are popular. I listen to them. I admit it. But they don't have the reach that AM and FM radio has. If you want to speak to the registered voter, you need radio. And you can support Relevant Radio now by making a pledge at 877-291-0123. Look at those phone lines light up, Drew. Wow. Here we go. Wow. We're getting closer to 2 million.
Unbelievable. $13,000 to go. That's it. $13,000. We will cross the $2 million mark. We only have 3 minutes. There's 180 seconds left. It's not too late to get in. Join us right now at 877-291-0123. And you heard Mike. You know, Relevant Radio brings home these wonderful bishops, these wonderful, you know, scholars, these experts in their field of science and politics and finance. There's nothing like it here. And you know the beauty of it? It's not partisan. It's based on the teachings of Jesus Christ. We try to give you a moral look on all those issues. If you can help, I invite you to stand up right now and join me at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. And Gloria Romolini, thank you for your gift too. Just saw that yesterday. I want to send out a shout to you. Mike, we're going to get close. 13,000 and ticking.
You know it. And just 4 minutes on the clock, 877-291-0123. I'm told the phone lines are really heavy now. Make that pledge online at relevantradio.com. If you have the Relevant Radio app, your phone is always within reach. You have no excuse. You know where your phone is right now. Go to your phone and tap the app and make your pledge and be a part of this hour's count. Every pledge is being matched 100% right now. 3 minutes left to go. We are now just $11,900 away from $2 million. Thanks to Lisa in Millville, your $25 becomes $50. Nancy in Phoenix, Arizona, $100 converted to $200 because you called this hour. And we also heard from Maria in Austin, Texas. Thank you. Keep the calls coming. Drew, 2.5 minutes left on the clock. Are we going to get to that $2 million mark?
Mike, I have got confidence. I got a lot of faith in this, the generosity of those who listen. I want to thank you for your gifts. 877-291-0123. Anonymous in Providence, thank you. Martin in Caldwell, Texas, thank you. Teresa in Fullerton, thank you. Thank you all for stepping up and being part of the Relevant Radio family here. You give me a lot of hope. We are family. You are part of our family. Family sticks together. You want to make a difference? Pick up the phone. Join us now. 877-291-0123. Down to $11,000. That is all we have left, Mike. We are getting close.
On this, the National Day of Prayer, why don't you make a pledge for the Family Rosary across America? We don't need a day of prayer. Every day is a day of prayer at Relevant Radio. Make that pledge now at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Drew, we're really close. We're going to hit that $2 million mark in the next 5 minutes. I'll let you take it home from here.
Mike, thank you. I will catch up with you a little later. And, of course, tomorrow here behind the mic, I want to thank everyone for their generosity. I'll be praying for you. Please be sure and pray for me. I just ask God to bless those who can't give. You know, I know it's tough, too. We're all family. God bless you. We'll talk tomorrow, okay? Cale Clark's coming up. Stay tuned.